Let me ask Emmanuel and Antonio and Daniel to join me at the Lord's table. If you'd like to follow along in the liturgy of Holy Communion, we're going to be starting on page 9 in your hymnal. And as we prepare, let me quick explanation for those who haven't been to the United Methodist Church for Holy Communion. We practice open table communion, which means that if you are a baptized believer of Jesus Christ, if you this evening repent of your sins and plan with all good intentions to lead a new life in Christ, then you are welcome at the table of the Lord. What will happen when we're done with the liturgy, we will have two stations. The ushers will release you from your pews. You'll come forward. We'll rip off a chunk of bread and hand it to you. The two gentlemen beyond the center will then have a tray which have individual cups that contain grape juice. It's not wine, it's grape juice. You're welcome if you'd like to come to the communion rail to pray or go back to your seats. As you leave the center, the baskets on either side are there to put the small plastic cups in, and then there'll be ushers at the end of the center aisle to accept any gifts that you would offer to the ministries of Burns Church. But let us worship the Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away as we did so often and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your peoples on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners like us. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, he broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in this your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set, the banquet is ready. Come to the feast.